You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You're listening to Rebel Radio with your host, Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Rebel Radio. I'm your host, Malika Bella, here with our very last guest, Jan Jan.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So to start us off, we're going to do a little word association game. It's very customary on our show. So you get to say a word or a phrase, whatever comes to mind.
Okay.
Right? Instinctively, there's no right or wrong answers.
Okay.
And don't worry. Your life depends on... No. So, our very first word, Vegas.
Oh, dolls.
And we can explain these throughout, too.
Okay.
Brunch.
Happy.
Jam.
Toast.
Enthusiasm.
Happiness. Joy. I'm like, wait, is it just... It's one word, right?
Whatever you want. It can be a phrase, anything.
Okay.
And last but not least, music.
Everything.
Yeah. So for Vegas, you said dolls.
Yeah.
Explain.
For some reason, as you said Vegas, I thought of that the Vegas Archway. That's on Las Vegas Boulevard when you're heading downtown and it has like the showgirls on it. And I know technically showgirls are not dolls, but for some reason that just made me think of like the icons or like the iconography of Vegas and like the layouts of that and what that means to certain people. And I don't know, I just really like the word doll.
It's very cute, actually.
It is. And Vegas can be incredibly cute.
It can. So speaking of Vegas, are you a Vegas native?
I am. Yeah. As we were talking about, I went to high school here. Mm-hmm. I went to UNLV, so it's great that this is in Greenspun. So as I was parking, I was telling you this earlier, I was just like, wow, I'm reeling. I was in the intermarketing communication course, and I also did like the broadcasting one. So the studio that we're right by, I was like, wow, the memories are flooding through my veins. And then had we seen each other in the hallway when I was leaving the bathroom?
Yeah.
When I was in that bathroom, I got to show this interview to my friend Mary. We also took the same courses. And I had this memory where we were in the bathroom, in that very bathroom, and she was like, you have the best voice for like broadcasting or like podcasting or something. And that really like, it just like struck a lovely memory in my brain. So...
Yeah, full circle, as they say. You're like, wow, I remember when she said that, and look at me today. Like,
that's so sweet of you to say that. Yeah.
So not only UNLV, but also just like literally journalism and media studies.
Yes.
So you're in the building. It's beautiful. It's kismet.
And it's such a beautiful... there is the National Student Advertising Competition. Are you familiar with that?
No.
That's happening this weekend, I think. So I was like, wow, that was also something I was really heavily involved in. So I'm just like, full circle. I love it. I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So I want to go into this. Like, so who is Jan Jan?
Oh, I ask myself this all the time. So thank you for...
It's a daily quest.
A daily thing. Jan Jan is... As you're asking me that now, when you were like, can I call you Jan or Jan Jan? I chose the artist name Jan Jan because it is like my familial name. And it also reminds me of just like growing up and becoming who I am now. Jan Jan is just this sweet little force right now.
Sweet little force.
Yes.
I love it. Should get that tattoo. No.
Sweet little forest and fine line on my forearm. That's so funny. I was just talking to my friends about getting tattoos.
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
wait. Not yet.
I have a sprinkle of tattoos, yes. But I'm starting this collage on my rib here.
Yeah.
And it's very like sentimental, but also kitschy because it's very like random. But it also means a lot. So
It can be as random. It's your body. It's your art. Like whatever you want it to be. As long as it means something.
Shout it.
As long as it means something to you, that's what matters.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
This is the best radio show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jan Jan is me. And it's so, I feel like I can like articulate a bunch of things to appease what people may want to hear, but I don't know. I'm just like, I'm Jan Jan. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does. Okay. It does. And I asked that question because I was, you know, doing my research or my stalking, if you will.
Love that.
And I have to pull up your Spotify bio because it was just, I love it. I'm not going to read the entire thing. But I was already immersed, and I'm like, you wrote this,
that's
right?
Okay. So, no, actually, my friend Jackie, shout out Jackie, she might hear this. She is an incredible writer, and she wrote that for me. As her husband, James, he produced my EP, and we just like sat together, and she put it, and she wrote it down. She's such a brilliant writer. So. Thank you, Jack.
So let's see if I can do it justice, but I'll read one paragraph. Somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. Which voice?
Somewhere.
Like those movie trailers. Somewhere in the Mojave Desert, a metallic pink bedazzled flip phone rings, and Jan Jan emerges from the Joshua trees to answer. No manic pixie dream girl, Jan Jan is a musical force, combining chill bedroom pop with lyrics as raw and original as they are infectious. Her songs firmly plant their way in the back of your brain where they stay, like sonic glitter, leaving you humming their tunes for eons.
Hearing your voice say that was like music to my ears. I loved how you read that. I think Jack will be very appreciative of that.
Well, thank you. And Sonic props
glitter,
to the writer.
Though,
yeah.
I was like, wow, Jack, that's incredible.
So I think that really encapsulates, not to like try to put you in a bottle or something, like Tinkerbell or something, but it really encapsulates like your energy and just the overall vibe that you bring. So
thank you for saying that. I'm glad it's cohesive.
So one of the words was brunch.
Yes.
And I bring that up because taverna.
Yes.
Do you want to talk more?
Oh my gosh. I cannot say enough incredible things about Taverna Costera. So have you been?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Not yet.
You should come on Sunday. You should come on Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll have brunch together. Taverna Costera is this incredible place in the Arts District. And shout out to Jeff Huang, who owns it. It is such a hub for like community, for live music, for artists, for regardless of like where you're at in your career, or even if you just want to check out the open mic. It's just such a wonderful space that welcomes everybody. And I went to, there was an open mic that took place 2 years ago. And my friend Daniela, shout out to Daniela Vlagoeva, she was like, there's this place doing open mic in the Arts District. It just opened. You should really do it. I was like, okay, that sounds cool. And then we went, and I feel like everything just like exploded from that. I met so many people. I'm reeling from another interview that I did when I was like tripping out and like bragging about it. But yeah, Taverna is amazing. As I was saying, it's like a hub. It's a hub of artistic communities, and everyone's just there to enjoy and have fun and share their art and work and collaborate together. It wasn't until last year how did this start? I performed with my band on New Year's Eve, and then the next day, I think like another band was supposed to perform or something, but they had to cancel. And then Jeff was like, can you pick up this gig? And then I did, and it was just my brother and I. We did a little duo thing. And then after that, he had asked if I could do like a brunch residency thing and perform there every Sunday. And yeah, the rest is history. I'm like getting giddy thinking about how that unfolded. And it's just, it was a beautiful path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time people reflect on something, it's like they have a smile on their face. And that's the hope, right? That's the dream, because you're like, wow, I really did so much. I met so many cool people along the way. And it's like, if this happened, this happened. Mm-hmm. Like everything fell into place. And it's just wonderful looking back because you're like, I'm here now because of that.
100%.
Yeah.
And thinking about all of the connections I've made and all of like the people that I've met who like inspire me tremendously in my own work, I'm just like, wow, it's for like a two-story spot in the Arts District. It's just such a... Again, a hub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your band. So
yes.
Jan Jan and your
so
band.
So Jan Jan. Yeah. Jan Jan and Van Band. It's Jan Jan and the Gentlemen. And it has, I alternate between drummers. It has James, who I talked about, who produced my first EP. And he's a drummer. And then my bassist, Dean. And then another drummer named Eduardo, who is this beautiful, like, seasoned musician from Portugal. And he's incredible. And then my brother, who is also a force. He is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays the cello, the keyboard, he sings, all of the above. So that's our little, like, group that gets together every Sunday. And it's just such a joyful time. The vibes are
immaculate.
you took the word out of my mouth. So inclusive, so happy. I was actually on the way over here getting really excited because on Sunday there's this lovely woman named Patty who I met at Taverna. Her birthday is happening this following week, and we're going to do a whole like animal print theme. It's those kind of things, like with community, where it's like, we're going to celebrate your birthday and we're going to dedicate this brunch to you, or and we're all going to wear animal print, which I love. I love a leopard moment.
So wholesome.
It's so wholesome. It's such a beautiful thing to know that this place that I had never expected to mean so much to me actually means like insurmountable amounts of things to me because of the people and the energy and just the opportunities to like spread joy while people are drinking bottomless mimosas.
Right? How could you not have joy? So you mentioned the residency. As I was like reading, I think this was probably in your Spotify bio as well, but you also had a previous residency at the Virgin Hotel, right?
Yes. That's another community that I'm blessed to be a part of. It's this place called the Shag Room. It's at the Virgin Hotel. And they do these incredible open mics every Wednesday. And it's like a season. There's four seasons per year. And then the winner gets basically this incredible residency where they get to perform weekly and then like a hotel stay and like it was the very first time I saw myself on a billboard. I was like, whoa. There's that. And the musicians there are so just phenomenal. You're just like in awe. And every time I step in, I'm just like, wow, I get to be amongst these incredible artists who I get to like call peers or like, and I get to sit down and listen to them and like swoon to their music. Like how lucky. But yeah, that was my residency there. And that was just such an amazing time. And like a really significant portion of my growth as an artist. When I think about that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, of course. And you mentioning like swoon. Yeah. And I see like on your Instagram, at least, you're like, see you swoon.
Yeah.
Like, is it a word that's close to your heart?
Very much so. That's so funny because my friend Kevin has a song called Swoon and I really like resonated with that. So yeah, I love anything swoony, swoon worthy. I love that word and like the meaning and just the feelings that it evokes when you think about it.
So speaking of evoking feelings, I haven't had a chance to see you live yet.
Okay.
Right? But really your performance style, as I was like watching YouTube videos or even, you know, what you post on Instagram too, I'm just like, wow, I'm there melting. I'm there swooning. Aww. And I'm like, and I find, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. And I know that art is subjective, right? But I find the theme of love or the theme of longing throughout a lot of your music.
Yes, absolutely. That is, that's accurate.
You're like, yes.
Yes, that is A+. True. I think love in all of its forms will always be like the underlying or overlying theme of the things that I create because I love to create in love, with love.
Yeah.
Regardless of what that is defined as, but hence the swooning.
So some of the songs, like I took a bunch of notes, like let's see.
You're an amazing journalist.
Thank you. So I know that you have your EP, How Do You Do?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to talk more about like that process?
Oh, I'd love to. Actually, so my friend James, he lived in Jersey at the time and he had heard, this was when I was like barely putting music out and he knew that I made music through my best friend Sam. And he was like, you should like come to the studio and we should record. And like, he was very encouraging of my artistry at the time. And I was actually going through so much at the time. I was like losing my mom and then my dog had cancer. I was also losing my dog. I was like, what is going on in life? It was like peak, maybe end of pandemic. But he had invited me to fly out to Jersey to record in his studio. And that entire experience was just so eye-opening to like my potential as an artist. And I think there's a track on there called Melting Into the Night that I had just like scribbled words in my journal about. And I did not know that that was going to be my most favorite song that is out right now. So it's nice. Thank you for taking me down this stroll of memory lane. But the whole experience was great. James is such a homie, so he made it beautiful. And Jacqueline, who wrote my bio, yeah, I was just basically hanging out with family the entire time for like a weekend. Yeah. And then we did that. And then I think we recorded Melting Into the Night like hours before I had to leave for the airport. So that was, it was just so meant to be and so perfect in timing.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And like seeing your music video too for that song is so enchanting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Shout out to Jamal.
See, oh, there's a theme here. So Jan, James, Jacqueline, Jamal.
All the J's. My brother's name is Jay. I love that. That's a good insight.
Wow. And speaking of your brother, so I know that you said he also is a forest. He's also like all these different instruments,
yes,
capabilities. I saw that the two of you ended up doing like comedy.
So Seth Robichaux, who is, shout out to Seth. He is an incredible artist. He's a comedian. He was doing this beautiful showcase called, he was like, what should I call it? And I was like, you should call it Till Seth Do His Part. And then bam, he did a thing. Yeah.
My goodness.
I'm obsessed with puns. It's so cringy, but I like, I can't help it.
It's right there. How can you not?
What did they call it? Low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
He did the showcase, and he also comes to brunch all the time, and he's just a wonderful artist. And he invited my brother and I to have a set during his showcase. And then while he had to do like a wardrobe change, because he is so fabulous, he was like, you should tell some jokes. And that did not, Jay and I were like, but as you saw on stage, it unfolded beautifully and hilariously. And I thought that was really great.
I just love how you word things. So I quoted this from your post, but you're like laughs and lunacy. And I think that
that is Seth. That is Seth Robichaux.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we do love alliteration. So.
Yeah.
Seth is also a fellow Virgo, as we were talking about.
There's a theme there too. So. Yeah. With the so chickeny. It's so funny. I have to. I wish I was there.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. That came out of nowhere. Tana was like, this is a sibling like wavelength thing. And I was like, you're probably very right.
Yeah.
We've also been performing together for so long now. It's like, just comes off like that. But yeah. So chickeny.
Have you ever found somebody that you don't have to name drop them or anything or call them out, but has there ever been a moment where you perform or collab or like whatever it is on stage that you're like, I wasn't feeling it that time?
Ooh, that is a great question. I'm like digging into my archives. I want to say yes, because I'm sure there's space for experiencing that. But I can't target one specifically. I'm going to be thinking
That's
about
okay.
one during this interview.
I'm just wondering because, you know, it seems like things happen so naturally and so beautifully, and that's what we want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if there's ever a point where you're like, I know, like my body has this vibe, and I'm like, it's not the same wavelength with
like
this person.
Responding to it.
Yeah.
I've definitely have had experiences where I've collaborated with another artist, and I was like, oof. My entire being is like, girl, you should not do this. But as far as like stage performances, I can't. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's part of the creative trajectory is to experience. It's like dating. It's like experiencing if you hate that or like love this and whatnot.
Yeah. Well said. Well, again, referencing your bio, like citing my sources here, it's just that one bio.
I love that. Do you hear that, Jack?
It gives me all the information I need.
Yes.
So one of your influences is Regina Spektor.
Yes.
And I love her.
You do?
And I love her. And I've recently gotten into her, like maybe the past 2 years.
I love that.
And I'm obsessed with All the Robots. Like
oh
that one is
gosh.
on repeat for me.
Oh, there's so, we should talk about this when this interview is done. I'll give you like all my favorite songs. But oh my gosh, Regina Spektor, to me, she is like this miraculous magician.
Alliteration.
Honestly. Or
3.0. No,
she is such an influence from like her artistry, how chill she comes across as. Every album is so immensely different from the other. And yeah, regardless of what she puts out, there is always somebody who relates incredibly to what she makes. And she's also so gifted.
Yeah.
Like, the education she's received, she's like a prodigy. So I still have to see her live. My brother has this really cool story about how he used to live in Brooklyn, and he saw her at a concert, and then Josh Groban was, like, casually walking through, like, the crowd. And I was like, that sounds like a great time. I would love to see somebody else who's also obsessed with Regina Spektor, who also happens to be an incredible musician. I think that would be so great. Oh, another Jen Creason. Shout out to Jen over at Taverna. She's new, and I first met her earlier this year, and she was telling me about how she, too, is a Regina Spektor fan, and she's met her in person, like, a handful of times. And I'm like, wow, that's just, wow. What is that even like? Yeah. She is so beautiful. I'm, like, gushing about her, just, like, thinking about, yeah, I'm thinking about her songs now. What's your favorite track other than the Rowboats? All the Rowboats?
Yeah, All the Rowboats. I'm thinking, like, there's Samson, there's Fidelity. I'm trying to think. I would have to see visually and be like, oh, I know this one.
Samson?
Yeah.
Wait, you were talking about How I Met Your Mother. Do you remember that episode where Samson was brought up? And I think it's season one or season two, but, like, Ted's going through something. And then
it's been a while.
Oh, okay.
I need to rewatch
all these clips after this.
Please do. Please do.
Samson is such a lullaby. And it also made me think about, like, biblical things with, like, Samson and Delilah. And her writing style is just so poetic. And she's not afraid. There's this one interview that she did with Terry Gross. And she was talking about she uses her vocal cords. It is her instrument, like, through and through. And, like, regardless of how gifted she is at several other instruments, like, she is, like, a classical pianist through and through as well. But her use of her vocal cords is so vast, and she's just so creative, and you know that she's made every atom in her existence is made from creativity, and I just love her.
As far as you saying, like, biblical stuff, I think it was priming me because you're saying Adam, like, molecule, but I was thinking, like, Adam and Eve, and I was like, wait, the creation, everything.
Play on words.
Yeah,
love that.
I love it. And I think what got me into her, like, my Virgo sister actually would listen to her a lot, and I wouldn't really pay attention to her music, but I did know her name.
Oh.
But what got me into Regina Spektor is watching Orange is the New Black, and then she has the intro song.
You've got
the amount of times I sing that song, way off key, but it doesn't matter. Neither here nor there.
That is more than fine. There's so many instances where I think I'm running out of time, and I'll be like, I've got time.
So, to your point of, like, her vocals are her instruments.
Yes.
And with that song, the different versions of it. And I think, like, at the end of the series, they ended up creating, like, a more theatrical version of it or something. And I was sobbing watching this and everything. But it's just so miraculous.
Yeah. Miraculous is the word to define Regina Spektor. She, the way that she just conveys her art, you're just like, I want to be like that. Or, like, also, she's not obnoxious. Like, she's not in your face. She's not, like, I don't know. She's not ostentatious in the way that she presents her art. And I think that is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are very artsy and very, like, spiritual. And I find myself dabbling a little bit.
Good.
But
dabbling,
I bring that
great.
I bring that up because they end up posting stuff on Instagram or quotes or sending me, like, memes and stuff or, like, inspirational messages. And one that is, like, a theme throughout my life is don't chase, attract.
Attract.
And I think everything you've been saying about Regina, like, that is apparent.
Yes.
Yeah.
She just knows that there is space for her to share who she is. And then that attracts people who are, like, healing, able to express themselves through her music. She's a true artist. I love her. Thank you for bringing her up. But yes, I am absolutely influenced by Regina Spektor. She does certain phrases in the way that she sings her songs. And I was like, oh, I love that. And then sometimes when I'll, like, sing a song, they'll be like, that reminded me of Regina Spektor. And I'll be like, thank you, as a matter of fact.
Like, little do you know.
Yes. Little do you know, I am obsessed with her.
Oh, that would be a dream for her to see you. Whoa.
That is so sweet. I would lose my shit.
Well, you don't have to know till the end.
Yes. She also just seems really chill, like, chill as hell. I don't know her sign. Guess I'm not stalking her hard enough, but.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Soon enough. Speaking of her, like, influence and stuff, as I'm, like, as I was listening to your music and, like, again, stalking, So I know we talked about How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
There's also, are you familiar with New Girl?
Yes.
So Zooey Deschanel, she and him, like, I love this, like, folky pop,
yes,
like, vibe. Mm-hmm. And you bring that. You really
do. That was another thing. When I picked up the ukulele, I'm having more flashbacks again because I would, like, leave class at UNLV to go play the ukulele. Like, aww. I would look forward to it. Wait, what were we talking about? Ukulele.
Zooey
Deschanel, yes. I got a lot of, like, you remind me so much of Zooey, or, like, she and him.
Yeah.
My friend Matt and I, we made music back in the day, and I would joke, we'd be like, oh, we're he and her.
Aw, wait.
We'd, like, have, that's like, a folky little set that we would do, and, yeah. Zooey Deschanel's so dope. She and him, I've seen them live. They're incredible.
Wow, I didn't even know they were performing.
Yeah. I don't know if they're on tour right now, but I actually perpetually have the CD of their Christmas album. I think it's the second one. I have it in my car always. I know that's like so like...
That's a comfort, comfort vibe. I do.
Okay, cool.
I have a collection. Yeah.
Good. Yes,
wait,
I love
a
tan.
CD? What do you,
I know.
What do you mean?
Well, a CD.
Yeah. Compact disc for those that don't know. But yes, a dying art. No, I'm just
kidding. Honestly, I love a CD. But
yeah,
well, she and him.
Definitely. I definitely see that vibe.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
She's so cute. She's very kitschy.
Yeah.
But also, that's another one who has a very astounding voice. She also uses her vocal abilities for art. You can tell that she's very, yeah. There was this one time my brother and I were doing karaoke and he was like, can you do that in a style of Zooey Deschanel?
And you're like,
and
let's
I did,
see.
And he was like, oh, that was really good.
Have you ever played, like, that kind of game? I don't know what it's called, but I know, like, Jimmy Fallon does this, too. Like, having different genres or different artists, like, you're singing something, but then using it, like, sing this like Elvis.
Or I
know
what
like,
you're talking about,
yeah.
But no, but I would love to play that, especially, like, with my artist friends. That would be a treat. You're giving me ideas.
Yeah, you gotta let me know how it goes.
I absolutely will. I'll make it into a showcase, and I'll be
should.
Like, you must come.
You I will. Yeah, Regina has to be one of the people.
She's so incredible. I'll just gush about Regina Spektor for the rest of this interview. But yeah, Samson and Fidelity.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just top tier. I don't think I can choose like top songs. It's always tough for me.
What we saw from the Cheap Seats, also a really beautiful album. That came out like as I was finishing college as well. I was like, ooh, that's really, that hits.
Yeah.
She knows how to tug at your strings and your heart. And I identify with that.
Thank you so much for your time today,
Jan. Oh my
gosh,
thank you for having me. This has been such like a breath of fresh air.
I'm glad. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I do want to say, check out Jan Jan. And there's so many other things that you're doing, too. So if you want to plug.
Yeah, there is this beautiful music and arts festival happening in the East Las Vegas Library next Saturday. So Saturday the 27th. Bunch of like local bands are coming together and there's artisans there and like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
We go on at 11, I believe. It'll be the Gentleman and I and then some more local acts. It'll be really fun. And again, another thing to celebrate community and art and music. And then that Sunday is that fashion show. So come hang out with me the entire weekend.
That weekend.
Yeah. We'll do the library festival, and then we'll do brunch, and then we'll do the fashion show.
There you go. Back to back. Yeah. You have plans now. You're welcome. I love that you switched it up. You're like, the Gentleman and I.
Oh.
Look at that.
Yeah. Someone the other day. Someone the other was like, you should do Jan Jan and the Gentleman, but it's Jan Jan with two G's. Oh,
wait. No, Gentleman should be with a J.
There
you
go.
Yeah, that one I think is more palatable.
They're like Gan Gan.
They're like Gan Gan. And the Gentleman. No, it switches up their brain. They forget.
Honestly, whichever way you want to spin it, I'm here to listen.
Well, thank you, Gan Gan.
Anytime.
Where can they find you?
I am Insta through and through. Jan Jan Grams. JanJanGrams.
Thank you for listening to Rebel Radio with Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.